£6 million last year. £6 million. This is according to its own report. Nearly half of staff feel overworked and are struggling with a life-work balance or with health issues. The document called Improving Attendance also warns that ordinary residents who use the council services could be suffering as a result of all of this. Now, Richard Parker is from the public service union Unison. He says that the problem stems in part from the council's punitive management style.
The problem is, over the last few years, obviously the government has been cutting funding to the council. This has meant cuts to services, and it means our members are having to do huge amounts more work, both physically and emotionally. And it's not therefore unsurprising that you feel stressed, you feel exhausted, and as a consequence, there are rises in sickness absence. The punitive approach taken by the city council in the circumstances of being very hard on employees who go sick has clearly not worked. I mean, and it's perfectly appropriate, obviously, when people do go off sick, for a line manager to be able to meet with that individual when they come back to work and find out why they were off sick and what actions need to be done. Perfectly reasonable to have an issue about that. But what the city council is doing is far more difficult than that with individuals. What they're doing is they're fast-tracking people through a process that is actually removing a lot of people from their jobs, and fundamentally people are being dismissed on the grounds of incapacity by the city council at a phenomenal rate.
Well, listening to that, Deputy Leader of Nottingham City Council, Graham Chapman, good morning.
Hi.
So you have an outrageous and punitive approach towards sickness.
Well, I've never known a union not make that point. No, we don't have a punitive approach to sickness. What we are trying to do is to absolutely tighten up on sickness. But we're also very keen to try and look at the other side of sickness as well, which is the supportive side, because a lot of it, he's absolutely right. What is happening is we're having to run more and more services on fewer and fewer staff, and there's no doubt that that does add an enormous amount of pressure to people. I mean, the people still working, when I leave sometimes at 7:30, there'll be still people working, and there'll have been in since probably half eight. And there's the other issue is we've got quite a lot of manual staff, and some of them are getting a lot older, because we don't like some areas of the private sector get rid of people when they get older. So that's not helping. That's where actually a lot of the sickness is. Particularly if you're emptying bins, it's very, very strenuous.
Yes, so that's not all of it, though, is it? So it sounds like you are quite hard, though, on people who are off ill. That's the allegation that's being levelled.
Yes, it is the allegation. But I think in some cases, people's hard is other people. This other person being sort of quite strict and firm, and I think we are trying to be very firm about it.
How can you be firm with people who are ill?
You all know that some people are sometimes not as ill as all that, right? And therefore we do have to interview people once they've been ill, and I think that's what the public would expect.
Let's just talk about that. So what do you mean when you say interview people? So somebody's been off for a day ill, a couple of days ill.
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, I think they would. We expect the managers to interview them and find out quite gently and quite reasonably why they've been ill. And if it's repetitive, then you want to know why they've been ill on repeated occasions.
So somebody's been genuinely ill for 2 days, they come back to work, the first thing they have is a meeting with their manager who has a bit of a pop at them about why they've been ill.
No, that's not necessarily the case. Of course you want to know why somebody's been ill. I mean, it's only quite reasonable. Why wouldn't you? You can't just accept that somebody said that.
Does the fact that you have to have a conversation with your manager, though, put extra stress on that person?
It might put a tiny bit of extra stress, but people have to deal with stress all the time. On the whole, the City Council is a very good employer, and I think people accept that. The other thing we've got to concentrate on is the endemic difficulties that we have as a council, which we've got an elderly workforce in a number of areas. We've also got a large number of people who are carers, and what we're also finding is that people are having to take sick leave, and I understand that if they've got a child that's ill or an elderly parent that's ill, right, actually, you know, you are going to go off and some tasks, because that becomes the family then becomes a priority, and we've got to look at ways of trying to help them. The other thing is we've got to try and do something, and this is what we are trying to do about health. And for example, if you're a smoker, the chances are you will be ill that much more. If you are emptying bins and you're getting into your 50s, then you are going to have sort of muscular problems, and we need to try and see what we can do about that. Yeah. So we're analysing it as acutely as we can, you know, try and get to the core problems where those problems exist.
Why would the problem of absenteeism in Nottingham be worse than the national average and worse than similar cities like Bristol or Newcastle or Manchester?
You just cited but they're also better than some other cities as well, because we're actually in the middle of the league. So you haven't cited the ones that are better then, have you?
You are below the national, above, I should say, the national average. So yeah. You're doing worse than most organisations are. Why?
Part of the reason is in Nottingham we have got still a lot of staff in-house. For example, we haven't put the bin service out, so they are Nottingham City Council employees. A lot of councils have got their bin service out into the private sector, and therefore it's not counted. We have still a lot of care workers who... for example, with your care workers, if you've got a cold, you actually expect them not to go into work because they're dealing with a lot of elderly people. And we've got loads of those in-house. We do not, on the whole, put our staff into the private sector.
Graham, thank you. Graham Chapman, who's the Deputy Leader of Nottingham City Council. Now, listening to what all has been said there is Kate Pritchard, who's an HR consultant from Nottingham-based Target HR Delivery. Hello, Kate. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Does what you've been hearing ring true?
Yes, it does. I think employers need to think about absence in two ways. Firstly, what's being described in terms of managing the sickness absence. So there will be a procedure, there will be a return to work discussion that's been mentioned already, and there might be sort of trigger points for monitoring and measuring absence in a lot of organisations. I think the bit that perhaps organisations need to also think about and focus on is about improving attendance at work, and some of those things might be in terms of employee engagement, how valued employees feel at work, do they feel a sense of accomplishment in their role, and do they have opportunities open to them, because quite often where employees feel motivated and engaged, the levels of sickness absence do drop.
Yeah, so it is possible to reduce your sickness absence by techniques and these kind of schemes, is it?
Well, I guess that falls into the first bracket of actually managing the sickness absence. So, as I say, most organisations will have a policy or a procedure which should be made clear to employees when they commence work at the organisation in terms of how they intend to monitor or measure absence and how they intend to deal with it. So often trigger systems are put in to help reduce levels of absence. I'm not sure how the council one works, but I assume they've got something of that nature.
Okay. Kate, thank you. Kate Pritchard, who's an HR consultant on BBC Radio Nottingham. It is 14 minutes to 8 now. Today, in the last half an hour, Downing Street has announced that the Culture Secretary Maria Miller has resigned. She'd faced a week of criticism over her expenses claims. A damning report's been published into the State of East Midlands Ambulance Service by inspectors. You'll hear what the inspectors found in just a few minutes' time. And an old bit of wedding cake could fetch a large amount of money, you'll find out before 8.